Greetings, my friends. Welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. Is the answer to the universe's greatest mystery hidden in a pile of sand? Our guest, theoretical physicist Per Bach, thinks it may be. He believes science's greatest challenge is to figure out how complex things in the universe emerge from very simple laws of physics. Complex things like traffic jams and mass extinctions and avalanches in sand piles. He's part of a major movement in science, a physicist who studies emergent complex systems. Professor Bach was trained in traditional physics, what he calls the old-fashioned view. Split things up into their tiniest parts, and you will understand everything.
But looking around me, I feel we are not done once we have discovered all the particles and so on. Because if I look around me, I see you, I see life, I see economics, I see history, I see something that has nothing to do with that, with particles and quarks and gluons and protons and so on. And how does that come about? It's a fantastic question. How can you start with quarks and gluons and get humans and astrophysics and earthquakes and so on?
Per Bach is a condensed matter theoretical physicist. He is given credit for discovering self-organized criticality. Professor Bach is now internationally known for his studies of self-organized criticality and a variety of applications of power laws. He has written a book called How Nature Works. A Dane, Dr. Bach has been based at the Niels Bohr Institute in Copenhagen, Denmark. When we spoke with him, he was in transition to the Imperial College in London, England, and an external professor at the Santa Fe Institute. It was in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that Bill Russell and I encountered this remarkably passionate scientist.
Per Bach, I have been heard many a time to say all one can do is to do one's best because you cannot know the outcome. And invariably I say, and there are all kinds of scientific reasons for this, but I rarely have the nerve to say this is about self-organizing criticality. Per Bach, self-organizing criticality. Please give us the short course and then we can go to the long course. What that means.
Self-organized criticality is about the dynamics of the world we live in. We used to think of the world as being in some kind of balance. We would like to preserve nature, whatever that is. We think of economics as being in some kind of equilibrium. We sort of like that, because when things are in an equilibrium, we can predict them. They behave nicely. And we can feel good about it, and scientists in particular can feel good about it because they can predict things when it's in equilibrium. But that's not how the world around us look like. It's way out of equilibrium. Things don't change in a smooth and gradual way. They change in catastrophic ways in terms of earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, collapses on Wall Street, mass extinctions, and what have you. And this is far from being smooth and gradual. And what I'm dealing with is a theory. How come that nature behaves that way and not in the smooth and gradual way that scientists traditionally would like to have us believe?
You are a physicist.
Yes, indeed. Theoretical physicist with a background in old-fashioned and good theoretical physics.
Well, to get from old-fashioned theoretical physics to sand piles.
Yes.
Seems a long trip to me.
It's not such a long trip. I was, in fact, a condensed matter physicist, and there we do deal with systems that consist of many parts, complex systems, crystals, transistors, all kind of electronic devices, chips, and so on. So I have a background in understanding systems with many parts. And that's what my science is all about. The difference is that these many parts that we deal with in condensed matter physics are in some kind of equilibrium. So I had to get one step out of that and look at how systems with many parts behave when they're out of equilibrium.
Our guest is Per Bach. He is going to, when we come back, tell us about the radical things he has found when looking at things as simple and complex as sand piles. Please be with Bill Russell and me, Paula Gordon, when we return here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in just a moment.